If God is for us, who can be against us? Brothers and sisters, it's Concert Friday here at the God Minute, a time where we allow music to lead us in prayer. This is Father Michael, and I am so delighted that you have joined us for today. Let's begin as we do all things, calling upon the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, the last time I had the privilege of doing Concert Friday, I talked to you about November kind of being a month of focusing on our blessings. And interestingly enough, I found a song for this Concert Friday called The Blessing. It's a song that was written by Chris Brown and performed by Elevation Music, probably a number of other individuals and groups as well. But the foundation of this song is the actual blessing from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, where the Lord says to Moses, "This is how you are to bless the people. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." What's beautiful about this passage is it just reminds us how if we follow what the Lord has given us to do, everything from the commandments to being faithful to our vows, our lifestyle, then the Lord will abundantly bless us. I think that this song is perfect for us, particularly now. You know, we're going into another year soon, and we're still dealing with the effects of this pandemic. You know, as a hospital chaplain, I can tell you that the COVID beds have all filled up in the hospitals. And we're kind of just seeing another little wave of this. And of course, people are getting vaccinated and people are trying to be cautious by wearing masks and washing their hands and all those things. Some of it, you know, has kind of gone by the wayside because we thought, well, we went through it, so it's over with. But it's going to be with us for a little while longer. And back in 2020, the churches in the United Kingdom got together and they had representative singers from the various churches of all denominations. And they got together online and sang this song, The Blessing, as a way of asking God to bless the United Kingdom and heal all that had happened there. It seems to me as we conclude this year, it would be appropriate for us to hear that blessing and to imagine God blessing all the nations of the world so that we can all experience healing from what has been and joy and excitement for what God has in store for us. Let's just take a moment to quiet ourselves and be blessed by this song.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Lord, turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Make his face shine upon you
and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
blessing. Manna rained down from heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children, and their children. And a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you,
and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.